morning. It is Tuesday, December 13th, 2022, and the time is 10:03 a.m. This is the public rulemaking hearing for Washington Administrative Codes 458-40-540, titled Forest Land Values 2022, and 458-40-660, titled Timber Excise Tax Stumpage Value Tables, Stumpage Value Adjustments. My name is Nikki Bizzari, and I am a tax policy specialist with the Interpretations and Technical Advice Division of the Washington Department of Revenue, and I am the facilitator of this hearing. Also in attendance from the Washington Department of Revenue are Atif Aziz in his role as the department's rule coordinator, Ira Krumbacher, who is monitoring our recording equipment because this hearing is being recorded, Bernhard Krutz, revenue forester, Paul Stewart, revenue forester, Ross Goodwin, revenue forester. We are conducting this hearing telephonically and by Microsoft Teams. At this time, for the purposes of the record, if there are any parties present for this hearing that I have not already identified, please identify yourself. And if you are not from the Department of Revenue, also identify who you are representing and whether you will be testifying at today's hearing. If you are interested in testifying today, we will accept comments from the public during the public comment portion of this hearing, which takes place after we first provide an overview of the proposed changes to the rule. The legal authority for this hearing is from the Administrative Procedures Act in Chapter 3405 RCW. This hearing was announced through publication in the Washington State Registrar as WSR 2222076 on October 31st, 2022, and by notification to interested persons. The purpose of this hearing is to solicit comments from the public prior to taking action on the proposed amendments to WAC 458-40-540 and WAC 548-40-660, hereafter referred to in this hearing as Rule 540 and Rule 660. Copies of Rule 540 and Rule 660 are available upon request. If anyone did not receive a copy or would like to have an additional one, please let us know. We will consider all comments received concerning the proposed amendments to Rule 540 and Rule 660. We appreciate receiving comments in writing and will evaluate all comments as we proceed with the rulemaking process. You may send any written comments to my attention no later than this Friday, December 16, 2022. In this manner, the department can fully consider your comments before proceeding with future rulemaking activities. Now, let me briefly outline the rulemaking process and where we are in respect to these rules. The first step in the process was to file a notice with the Office of the Code Reviser to announce a public meeting for solicitation of comments regarding the proposed changes. The notice, called a Form CR-101, was published in the State Registrar and announced through mailings to interested persons. The CR-101 public meeting for these rules was held on October 18, 2022. The next step was to file a notice of proposed rulemaking with the Office of the Code Reviser to announce a public hearing on the proposed rule. This notice, called a Form CR-102, was also published in the State Reviser and announced through mailings to interested persons. Today's proceeding is the public hearing for Rules 540 and 660. The purpose of this hearing is to receive any further public comments regarding proposed changes to the rules. Any public comments received will be fully evaluated as we proceed in the rulemaking process. Any comments received will also be included in the permanent rulemaking file kept by the Department's Interpretations and Technical Advice Division. This year, we filed two CR-102s with the Office of Code Reviser because we received final updates for Rule 540 for forest land values for 2023 after we were able to make changes to our original CR-102. Therefore, we filed an additional notice of proposed rulemaking with the Office of the Code Reviser to announce an additional public hearing on the proposed rule with the updated forest land values for 2023 in Rule 540. The updated Form 102 was published in the State Registrar and announced through mailings to interested persons. We will hold an additional hearing on the updated rules for Rule 540 and the changes made to Rule 660 discussed today on December 27th, 2022, where you have an opportunity to make comments. The final step in this process will be to adopt the revised rules. This is not a public process, but simply requires that we submit the final draft of the rules to the Office of the Code Revisor using a form CR103 with the appropriate accompanying documents. The revised rules, as submitted to the Office of the Code Revisor, will be effective as of January 1st, 2023, and will be published in the Washington State Register. At this time, I would like to ask Paul Stewart to explain the proposed revisions to the rules. Paul?
Hi, thanks. We have a few proposed changes to 540, the land grade and upforce land values. This is due to the data not being finalized when we first published the data for the CR101. We had some additional updates that weren't finalized till November that affected a few of our land classes, a few of our forest land values. I'm going to list the land values that were affected. So land grade one, operability class three, went from 207 in the proposed to 208. Land grade two, operability class three, was proposed at 176. That's been changed to $177. Land grade seven, operability class one and two, both changed from $18 to $19. And we didn't have any changes to the proposed stumpage values in 660.
Great. Thank you so much, Paul. We will now proceed to the public comment portion of this hearing. If you have a comment, please first identify yourself for the record and any organizations you are representing. As mentioned earlier, we also appreciate receiving comments or testimony in writing. If you have written comments or testimony, you may send it to my email at nikkib@dor.wa.gov. For the purpose of the record, there is no one other than Department of Revenue personnel in attendance today. Therefore, there are no public comments. Again, please note that because we made additional updates to Rules 540, please join us for a public hearing on Tuesday, December 27th at 10 a.m. to again hear the final forest land value updates for 2023 to Rule 540 and to provide any public comments. Thank you for participating. The time is now 10:10 and the public hearing for Rule 540 and Rule 660 is now adjourned. Thank you. Sierra, you may now stop the recording.